Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is certainly human nature that we tend to look at what our neighbors have and where our neighbors live and how they live and how they spend their money and the toys that they have or the spouse or the kids or whatever else, what they look like. We are an envious bunch as a human race. We're very rarely satisfied with who we are and what we've got. We're always comparing ourselves to everyone else. And I am including myself in that. I think comparison is a trick of the enemy. It's dangerous and I think depressing to compare yourself to everybody else, especially when you're looking on the surface. Oh my gosh, especially when you're looking through social media. As social media is not an accurate depiction of real life. It's not social. It's definitely not media. And it's a window through which people can look around, but all you see is what other people want you to see. All you see and hear and read is what other people want you to see and hear and read. And so it's not even, like I say, it's not even truth. Oh my gosh, truth is irrelevant on social media. But that's kind of where we are as a society, as we look at everyone else's social media and we think, oh, if only my life were like that. Oh, it's so perfect. Their family's so perfect. Look, their kids are so perfect. Yeah. No such thing as perfect either. So here's what I say, and we'll apply this to sports, of course. Be careful what you wish for. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I am proud to say the Major League Soccer tournament got underway on Wednesday evening. As someone who is a big fan of soccer and know people that work in the MLS front office, like the actual league front office, and they've worked really hard to get to this point where they can have this tournament. And of course, it's precarious. It's a precarious position. There were supposed to be two games on Wednesday night. There was only one because they're still waiting on Nashville and the results of their testing and hoping that Nashville doesn't have to pull out of the tournament and that they'll be able to include Nashville. That decision was supposed to be made overnight. I have not seen anything on social media or on the internet about it yet, but according to Commissioner Don Garber, who is in the Orlando bubble. He's there. I would expect Adam Silver to be in basketball's bubble too. But Don Garber indicated that right now they're waiting on test results and that they are hoping to include Nashville, but that decision would be made overnight. So they've got their own bubble at the Wired World of Sports complex, and there were no fans in attendance for their first ever match. And it's set up in group stages, similar to the World Cup. No fans. And I'm telling you what, as I was watching it on ESPN, it was amazing how you could hear absolutely everything from the coach yelling at his players. No place to hide for those athletes. Now they can't beg off and say, I didn't hear you because of the crowd. You could hear everything the coach was saying to his players. You could hear everything the goalie, one particular corner kick really strikes me, Luis Robles, he was giving instructions to his Miami defenders, his Miami teammates, and they were lined up at a corner kick, and you could hear him talking to his teammates about their marks and about their location. I mean, it's it's jarring because it's almost like the entire game has been exposed. But once you get used to the fact that it's quiet, at least as used to it as you possibly can, then you kind of get interested in what these guys are saying to each other. At least I was. And so I thought it was, fascinating. I'll say that. But I am really glad that the MLS is at least launched forward. They've had a disastrous week of arrival in Orlando. It's been a mess. More bad news than good, or at least more bad news that's been talked about. But to have an entire team have to pull out and now you're waiting on another one, that's scary. But it's still something that every league is going to have to deal with. So maybe other leagues are watching how MLS is handling it and add Major League Soccer to the mix of sports who are off and running. For better or for worse, with all the challenges, at least they're out there. And there's something to be said for that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. So when I started the show, I started talking about how I was cautiously optimistic and how I'm daring to hope with the return of baseball 2 weeks from today. Thursday morning in 2 weeks. I hope we're still talking about baseball and we will be closing in the final hours before the initial doubleheader that is set to open the 2020 season. Dodgers, Giants, Nationals, Yankees. Not in that order. Flip it. But that's the doubleheader on Thursday, July 23rd, 2 weeks from today. Can we actually get there? I don't know. And I'm afraid to get really excited because I don't want to be let down. That's how I approach dating. That's what we were talking about in the last hour. I don't get too excited anymore because there are snappers and that's all they want to do. Anyway, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole again. But I am cautious in my optimism. I'm not gung-ho, all-out enthusiasm, can't wait, counting the hours. Nope, can't do it. Can't do it. But instead, I'm going to go one day at a time, one show at a time, and when we get to that point, okay, then we're gonna feel the enthusiasm and the excitement, and I will feel it too. So I'm asking you how you're feeling right now about sports. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I just saw this tweet pop up, which I think is cute. Oliver says, no football this year? Well, LSU just won a natty. I'm good for the next 10 years. Yeah, you say that now. And certainly it's better to see your sport go into hibernation following a championship. I get it, but you'll miss it. You'll miss it before that decade is up. You definitely will. So how are you feeling about sports, at least right now? Early July. Do you know we're heading into what would have been baseball's All-Star break? It's been a really friggin' long All-Star break. Oh, my gosh. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, on Wednesday, 8 different NBA teams arrived in Orlando for the restart. And so it's getting real. I mean, it is getting real. If we can make it through these next 2 weeks without any more major disappointments, well, then we're there. You guys, we're there. Now, it doesn't mean automatically that once they start, they won't stop. And so there's always that fear, that trepidation. And I'm with you there. Many of you are saying, okay, they might start, but will they actually get through the season? I don't know. What do we know about 2020? Well, that's what we know, that there are so many questions that don't have answers. But we got to try. They absolutely have to try. So on Twitter or Facebook, and again, our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. This particular piece of news came out of the blue on Wednesday evening. Lead Niners running back Raheem Mostert asking for a trade. Wait, what? He wants a trade out of the Bay Area. Now his agent may be trolling, but it's a bad look. His agent tweeted that they're only asking for a trade because they've already gone through months of unproductive talks. That's his phrase. Months of unproductive talks with the Niners on giving him a new contract. All right, so they're saying, Raheem's side, the agent, they're saying his contract was built for special teams. It was never built as payment or compensation for a lead running back. And his agent goes on to say, disappointing that it would come to this for a guy who led all NFL running backs in yards per carry and helped lead them to the Super Bowl. Now, here's the thing. The Niners already traded away Matt Breida. Certainly does look as though they intend to keep Raheem Mostert as their feature back. Breida's gone. The other guys on their roster, Tevin Coleman, he's not an every down feature back. Jeff Wilson, right, and Jerick McKinnon, who hasn't played in two seasons because of knee issues. That's the rest of their running back room. Raheem Mostert, I get that you're not thrilled with your contract, but do you really want to go somewhere else? Leave the NFC champions where you are the feature back and a guy that was so productive in the last 9 games through the Super Bowl. Do you guys remember the NFC championship? I mean, the man single-handedly outgained, it felt like, the entire Packers offense, but 220 rushing yards against Green Bay in that NFC championship game. You want to talk about trending? He had 12 touchdowns over his last 9 games with San Francisco. And of course, that includes the playoffs. So early on, he wasn't the feature guy. Then they figured out what he could do. They gave him an opportunity. He killed it. And finished up with 772 rushing yards last season, which was tops on the team, and had 10 touchdowns. And then throw in the playoffs, not only the franchise record that I just talked about against Green Bay, 5 touchdowns in 3 playoff games. And if you want to break it down in terms of the NFL, so same range of games here. The last month of the regular season plus the playoffs we're talking about. He was tops in the NFL with rushing touchdowns from the last month of the regular season through the postseason. Only Derrick Henry had more yards over that stretch. And I get it. You want to get a raise. You want to be compensated for carrying more of the load. I mean, that's not an unreasonable request. However, you also still do have a contract, and I mean, there are some employees who aren't willing to restructure in the middle of a deal. So here are the numbers. A base salary of $2.5 million this season, and then would be due roughly the same, a little bit more, in 2021. So yeah, in terms of being a feature back, you compare him to the others, his effectiveness on the field, well, he's grossly underpaid compared to his peers at that position. However, there is, at least in the NFL, we know, there is always the danger that as a running back, if you ask out, if you are unhappy and you express it vociferously, well, then you can be replaced. I mean, it's the plight of a running back. And I'm not saying they're a dime a dozen. I'm not saying the great ones, or that great ones don't exist, or that every running back is the same. Definitely not saying that. And Mostert, I believe he's earned a raise, but he's also under contract. So the Niners don't have to give him one. I still don't think asking for a trade, and it doesn't sound like they're in any way interested in trading him. I don't think asking for the trade is the right way to go, but that's just me. Grass is not always greener on the other side. And you know what? The money is not always greener on the other side either. So he's got a contract. He doesn't want it anymore. You go out there and you perform, the way that you did in these last few games, you got even more leverage. But to throw out a trade request, especially when you're just elevated to the feature back, they essentially got rid of Matt Breida because they didn't need him. They have you. And again, I understand wanting a raise. Who hasn't been there when you feel like you're doing a really good job and you've actually outperformed expectations? But to leave a team that seems like it's on the rise, that's equipped to be a force in the NFC, and certainly you would think would be part of the conversation for another Super Bowl run. Maybe there is a team out there who's willing to give you a new deal, but there's also no guarantee of that. So you ask for a trade, the team that trades for you, they can just pay you what you're under contract for. They don't have to give you a raise either. He really doesn't have much leverage right here. Again, I don't, as much as he was fantastic for the Niners late in the season, I don't know that he's a guy that the Niners would go off the grid to, well, go out of the playbook, I should say. That's a better analogy. Go out of the playbook to make happy. I don't think they need to do that. They still have him under contract for two more years. And we've seen what Kyle Shanahan can do with talent. We've seen how his schemes work. We've seen that he can find guys that he can put in different positions, versatile guys. So I don't know. I don't know if you want to request a trade out of San Francisco when maybe a few more games like this, maybe another half season like this, and you'll have a lot more leverage. Requesting a trade publicly, too, that's rough. It does nobody any good because now teams know you want out, so they're less likely to offer extras. Right? So they know you want out. They know you're not happy. And if they think the team is a willing trade partner, they don't have to break the bank because they feel like they've already got you between a rock and a hard place. So, yeah, like I said, be careful what you wish for. Just be careful. You may not find a better situation as an offensive player than Kansas City right now. That's not an option. But San Francisco, that's a great option, the one you've got. A-Law Radio is where you can find me on Twitter. How are you feeling about sports? Ooh, we've got some phones that we're going to get to. 855-212-4CBS.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Oh, I miss football. I would be missing football anyway. I'd be jonesing and ready for the season to start, but I'm afraid to get too excited. Greg Papa on the San Francisco 49ers radio network. Raheem Mostert can absolutely ask for a trade. He can absolutely ask for the team to restructure the contract, but the team doesn't have to do either. And that's the deal. That's kind of the whole point of a contract. The team doesn't have to do either. So what is his next move? Holding out? Are you kidding me? You just became a feature running back. They gave you a chance. You owned it. It may not feel fair, but you did sign a contract. And so I understand where he's coming from. I know we all want raises when we feel like we've outperformed the current contract. I know I do. And so he is absolutely well within his rights to ask. He's well within his rights to ask for a trade. But the Niners don't have to do either. He's not even going into a contract season. He's still got 2 years left. They've spent time negotiating. Doesn't sound like they're close. I just don't know that asking for a trade is your best move. I still say right now the Niners are the best place for you, especially when they've made it very clear that they want you to be their feature back. The grass isn't always greener. I get it. You may not be happy with your compensation, but the grass isn't always greener somewhere else. And if you get traded to another team, they don't necessarily have to give you a new deal either. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Randall, who's in Texas. Welcome to After Hours.
Yes. Amy, good morning.
Morning.
I It has been a very good morning so far.
I'm glad to hear that.
And my comment is always put God first above everything else. And if that means staying out of view of other people, and kneel and then pray.
Oh,
and then go out,
wait, you don't have to preach to me, sir. I'm good. I'm all good.
And then go out on the field and stand for the national anthem. Oh. And if you have to close your eyes and pray again, that's fine. And
well,
then go
I'm
out
sure
there.
I'm sure there are people who do that. I'm sure there are athletes who do that. I mean, it's a personal choice for sure.
And then go out there and win. And, you know, boom.
So that's how you're feeling about sports right now? Boom?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Good. Boom, baby.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I'm hoping that there will be that reason to celebrate coming up very soon.
Me too.
All right, sir. Thanks so much for your phone call. Todd is listening in Boston. Todd, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning, Amy. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
Hey, Amy, I'd like to invite you to step into my time machine for a moment. And let's go back to the beginning of the year when you made a New Year's resolution, whatever it happened to have been. Mm-hmm. Remember how hard it was? Because psychologists will tell you that to form a habit, you have to force yourself or will yourself to do something for 30 days in a row. And then after that, it becomes... It becomes just regular habit after that, and you don't really have to think about it much.
Okay.
The problem with sports being down this whole time is, well, those big time slots that we had filled up in our lives for watching sports had to get filled with something else.
Mm-hmm.
And now when sports finally makes a comeback, we're going to look at it and go, hey, guys, we're glad you're back, but guess what? My 4-7 slot now in the afternoon, I couldn't wait this whole time. It wasn't like I was sitting on my living room floor clicking a light on and off waiting for sports to come back. I filled them with other things, and guess what? I'm kind of busy now, so I wouldn't be surprised if sports, and with maybe the exception of football, but especially baseball, is going to come back and go, okay, guys, we're back. Everyone, get on board again, and we're going to say, hey, we waited and waited and waited, but we decided to set sail on another ship.
Hmm. Now, do you really feel that way, or you think there are some people who will feel that way?
Well, even if it's a good 15 or 20%, that's still a 15 or 20% hit to your viewership. And also, too, I think we're excited about it, but when that day actually comes, we're going to realize, oh, shoot, this is when I usually go work out at the gym, or I signed up for a cooking class.
I wish.
I teach my kids Little League now, or whatever. But we filled those slots with other things because we couldn't wait forever. And we never had, for the longest time, we never had a deadline of when you were going to come back. So those time slots got filled.
Okay. Well, a couple things. I do agree with you that, that we found other things to do. I mean, I did a 2000 piece puzzle that took me 5 weeks of weekends and, you know, I mean, I agree with you. But the thing is there haven't been as many other options. So you're pointing to a cooking class, you're pointing to the gym, at least where I live. And I know it's different across the country, but there are many people who still don't have those options. So yes, I agree with you that we found other things to do, but I also think that some of the long-term type of fillers that you're talking about still don't exist for a lot of people, so there's still that void. And so that's one thing. The other thing I would say is that we may not be as programmed to them anymore, but it doesn't mean we still won't enjoy them. I mean, I would say to you, Todd, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So you miss something, you realize how much it was a part of your life and how much you missed it. And maybe, yeah, sure, you figured out you can live without it, but it doesn't mean you want to.
Perhaps, but have you ever watched a movie way back in the day and you loved it, you told all your friends about it, and then you watched it 15 years later and you realize, what did I see in this thing again? And I think because it's been so long now.
It's not been 15 years, Todd. It's been 3.5 months.
In sports time, might as well be a decade.
Oh,
talk to you later,
okay.
Amy.
Thank you, Todd. I do like that he made the argument. I do, because I agree with him. There are people that would say, I'm good. I didn't miss him as much as I thought. I found other ways to spend my time. Maybe it's me getting out and being active instead of sitting on the couch eating lime chips. I mean, that's what I do. But it doesn't mean you won't welcome them back. sure, there are some people who may not feel as passionately, but I still say the excitement, the drama, the anticipation, the fact that we don't know how these sports will end, and the novelty. The novelty of returning in 2020 when we may never see another year of sports like this one. Let's hope we do not. But, I mean, the novelty of seeing an NFL game with no fans, come on, who's going to miss that? Isn't that why there were 55 million people tuned into the NFL draft? Because we knew it was going to be all virtual and we had no idea what to expect. Little did we know Roger Goodell would be eating, was it M&M's? Now, Dave and I have had this debate. Do you think he was drinking alcohol? Chris is sure that the man was completely soused. I don't know.
He was 100,000,000% put it, whatever number you can make up. He was absolutely consuming adult beverages at some point throughout that trip.
Yeah, but drunk or like drinking a beverage here or there?
He was closer to drunk than zero. So he was on the other side of 50%. 2/3 of the way there.
So yes, ongoing debate. 55 million people tuned in because it was a novelty, because we had no idea what to expect, didn't know what it would look like or sound like. There is that element to it. Are you kidding me? LeBron James and the Lakers attempting to win an NBA championship in a gym with no fans in Orlando? I mean, there's another court right next to it, for heaven's sakes. It's going to look so weird. How about the Stanley Cup playoffs with no fans? You can hear everything these guys are saying to each other. I mean, there is that element to it as well. I think curiosity will bring us back in many cases. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Yesterday on the way home from the grocery store, I saw an albino deer, small rack of antlers. He was striking. I did a double take. He was standing right near the road. And for a second, I thought it might be a unicorn. I'm just saying, there might be unicorns out there. Something else that we could put on the list that 2020 has created of things we'll never see again.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Adam Silver worrying out loud. And I can understand. I can imagine the man does not sleep. When I get anxious about something, a problem, or I've got a bunch on my mind, I can't turn my brain off. I can't make it stop. And so I can imagine that that's a place where Adam Silver resides right now. And maybe Roger Goodell as the season gets closer, and Gary Bettman too. Certainly Don Garber, who has been right in the middle of the MLS trying to restart its season with this World Cup style tournament, and one team pulling out, and we're waiting on word about Nashville. So it's stressful. That's an understatement. It's anxiety inducing. There are very few answers to the questions that we ask and that everybody else is asking right now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's our toll-free line, and it's sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico offers an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. I guess I should have also mentioned the stress of Rob Manfred. Boy, he's had the kind of 2020 that you would like to drop into a time vault or a steel cage and hope it never escapes. Ugh. I don't think the man's had one day in which he hasn't been royally criticized for everything he's done. It's right up there with the president in terms of the kind of criticism he's receiving. Mike is listening in Medford, Oregon. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi. I'm hoping that football comes off all right this year.
Me too.
And I especially look forward to college football. I feel, though, that Oregon women's basketball team didn't get a profile wide enough for the job they did this season. I don't think any team in any sport did as well as they did this year. If a person line up all their games and show the scores of the teams they played and all, they beat like 6 or 7 top 10 teams, and mm-hmm. some of them by 20 points. They beat some teams up to 40 or 50 points. It's just incredible. Two of the best two of the 10 best women players were on that team, I'm sure.
Right.
Between Inescu and Hebert.
I would say that they got a lot of attention, maybe even more than any other women's college basketball team this year because of Sabrina Ionescu. She was the number one pick in the WNBA draft as well, but also because of her relationship with Kobe Bryant and because he had spoken to the team and because the Oregon women had gotten to know him a little bit. And so, yeah, it was a tumultuous winter and spring for that team as well. And I know their whole theme of unfinished business and feeling like they had the team that could finally break through and win a championship. I mean, it's devastating. And they weren't the only college team with a bunch of seniors that was affected. But yeah, it's hard to think about, you know, what might have been, especially when there's no getting it back. There's absolutely no way to make up for what they lost or what any college senior lost in the face of all the cancellations.
I think Baylor was ranked ahead of them first at the end of the season while Oregon was second ranked. And I think maybe Oregon State was third ranked or fourth. It was quite the season.
It was. And it will always feel like it will always feel like unfinished business. Like I said, there's no way to ever get any closure on it. It's completely out of their control. But sometimes that's life, right? I mean, there are a lot of things in this life we can't control. And sometimes we don't get closure and we don't get a happy ending. And we don't get an ending. So I can certainly empathize. I think a lot of people can. It definitely was great to see them back on the national scene.
I felt pretty certain they would have won the national championship.
Well, you can tell people that, Mike. So that's the deal. You can say to everyone they would have been the national champs.
Well, the evidence for it, you know. Anyway, I appreciate it. I wasn't sure that they got as much attention as they deserved.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know how to gauge about deserve, but I do know that Sabrina Ionescu is an incredible young woman, and her not only her basketball skills, but also the way she carried herself, her relationship with Kobe, that put her in the spotlight a lot more than any other college women's basketball player I can think of this year. So that was good for her, good for her school, and I'm certain good for recruiting as well. So, Mike, thank you so much for your phone call. Good to talk to you.
Thanks.
I know that in a lot of college towns around the country, that's the lifeblood, the university. So I have a friend, oh my gosh, I'm a dope. I have many friends, but maybe not as many as I had before the pandemic, but that's not, I don't know why I said friend. I have a relative who lives in Tucson, and she is all about Arizona sports, loves it. I mean, goes to as many events as she can. And in that city of Tucson, it revolves around Arizona sports. And so there are a lot of those towns around the country where without college sports, it's almost hard to imagine, the life that would be kind of sucked out of their fall and then again in their spring. And I hope that's not the case more than the communities. I worry about the athletes and the Ivy League canceling all of its sports. So not just football, but canceling all of its sports for this fall semester is a major blow. I know that there are probably a lot of college football fans who look at that and think, shoot, is that the first domino to drop? Because you may remember in the spring, I definitely remember because I work for Columbia. I work for an Ivy League school. They were the first team to cancel their college basketball tournament and roundly criticized. Not quite Rob Manfred criticism, but close. The Ivy League was lambasted for jumping the gun and for being overreactive. And then within days, the rest of the college basketball tournaments were also called off. In fact, one of them, when players were already on the court, and of course, March Madness was completely shelved. And so I feel terrible for the athletes. It's not something they can ever get back. You don't. There may be some who will decide to stay an extra year. I'm certain that the NCAA and these conferences will try to make some concessions when it comes to eligibility, because this is out of their control. But the year, the opportunity. It's just not something that you ever get back. And for the Ivy League to think about moving football to the spring, well, they're considering it, but it's not logistically possible to move all their sports to the spring. It just, it can't happen that way because they don't have the facilities. They don't have the manpower to be able to accommodate all the needs of all the athletes. I mean, even training staff and athletic directors. And I mean, it's just, it's, I don't know if any of these sports will take place in the spring. And I know that's a last resort for the power conferences. They do not want to move to the spring, but maybe it comes down to you either play in the spring or you don't play at all. It's just so convoluted, and it's really hard to put together the pieces of a puzzle when you haven't taken half the pieces out of the box. Oh my gosh. So my brother and my mom's husband were visiting. This was 2 weeks ago when I was on vacation. We were doing a puzzle in the evenings. We needed a break from the unpacking, and we got all the way through this 1,000 piece puzzle. We had maybe 50 pieces left. Really difficult though. We were working on a sky and it was so hard. Anyway, so I'm really good at puzzles, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking. I can generally spot pieces that are shaped the right way to go where they need to, especially when you're down to that few number of pieces left. And I'm certain that there are pieces missing. I just can't figure out where are these pieces. They're not here. They're not here. But you know, sometimes you think your mind is playing tricks on you, or maybe, you know, whatever. Of course the pieces are there. It's a brand new puzzle. We just took it out of the box. So we get down and we fill in a few more, but we're all stumped. We're working on the same corner. We're all stumped. And I said to my brother, do we have all the pieces? He pulls the box off the shelf where it was sitting. Oh no, there's another 30 pieces in the box. We just, I don't know how they got in there. I don't know why they weren't with the other ones. I think my mom said she had moved them because we were using the dining room table where we were also eating. And she said she had put them in the box and forgot to mention it. Oh, great. Thanks. That's kind of how I feel about sports right now. It's really difficult to finish this puzzle when you don't have all the pieces. Or what are some of the cliches? The elevator only doesn't go all the way to the top floor. Doesn't go all the way to the top floor with sports right now. Or we're not dealing with a full deck. That's another one. Typically I stink at cliches. I get them all messed up, but those appropriately describe how I feel. That it doesn't feel like we have all the information we need, and we may not get it. You're almost flying blind because there's no blueprint or precedent for anything like what we're going through. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So on our Facebook page, thank you, by the way, for all of your responses to my smile. If you haven't seen it, check it out on Facebook. It's pinned to the top of the page, but I won't say anything more than that. It's just, it was a gift, not a gif, but a gift. So I appreciate all of your comments. Thank you. If you missed my conversation with Lincoln Kennedy, former Raiders offensive lineman and Falcons offensive lineman, but he says it was a really difficult time in his career and he chooses not to think about it much. So anyway, great conversation with him about the issues facing the NFL right now. And he has a very strong opinion about playing during the virus. He doesn't think it's possible, but he does have one solution that he thinks might appeal to a lot of the athletes. So you can check that out on our podcast After Hours, AmyLawrence.com, and paging down to some of your reactions. How do you feel about sports at this point, nearly 4 months in? Rodney says, I'm hopeful, but prepared for it not to work. I don't know. I can't prepare for that. I am hopeful, cautiously. I'm not getting overly exuberant about it. You're not going to hear me crow about how sports are returning. Woo! I'm not going to do a countdown until we actually get there. But I can't put myself in the place where it doesn't happen. If there's no NFL, I don't even know. I'm going to have to take a week off just to get my brain right to do radio shows without the NFL in the fall, because I can't even envision it. I've been doing network radio now for 15 years, and the NFL drives the bus in network radio, network sports radio. It is the story when there's football, even when there's not football, for heaven's sakes. And I can't fathom that. That might be the blow that knocks me flat for a week. Michael says, I miss sports, especially my local Baltimore teams. Also the distractions from life's problems. Let's see. I always love comments like this. from Bond. I never think about sports. They're not part of my life. And yet somehow you found yourself on a Facebook page of a sports talk radio host. Cool. It's a good story, bro. Let's see. Jim says, I miss all the live action. Just can't watch old reruns regardless of the teams or how great the games were at the time. I can't either. I haven't watched any of them. There was one World Series game that was playing, I think it was on MLB Network last week, and I stopped on it for, I don't know, a minute or so. I was really captivated by the atmosphere and the din, the noise. There was nothing happening in the first inning, really, and it was so loud. It was at 11? I think it was 11 between the Cardinals and the Rangers, and it was just that you could feel the energy and the buzz and the tension. You could feel the tension, too, and that caused me to pause, but otherwise I haven't watched any old events. Andy says, I'm okay not having them now, but we'll see how I feel when the NFL season comes along. Jennifer says, I'm missing sports so much. It's a vital part of our lives in terms of growth, community, and socialization. No doubt. Plus our fun. What about our fun? We'll talk to you tonight. Have a great day. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.